The first thing I would like you to do is give me your name and your title and where you're from.
My name is Glenn Zebarth. I'm a veterinary practitioner from Alexandria, Minnesota, and I'm chairman of the Animal ID Cervid Working Group.
Okay, first of all, tell us, what is a cervid?
A cervid is a deer family animal. All of the different species of deer, from white-tailed deer to elk to reindeer, moose.
Well, what is the importance of this particular species regarding animal identification?
The importance for the species of animal identification, of course, is just as all other animals, a tracking system, and the tracking system for assistance in eradicating diseases. Cervids, like all other living animals, are susceptible to a variety of diseases, and there have been in place for a number of years eradication programs for a number of diseases, specifically tuberculosis, brucellosis, and chronic wasting disease. And the chronic wasting disease is the last disease that has appeared on the scene, and actually the eradication control program has been operating under temporary rules, and those now are becoming permanent rules as of October 19th of this year.
Well, what are some of the unique concerns and that your species has when it comes to animal ID?
I would say that probably the identification is important in cervids, really not uniquely. That it's like all other species. These are a farmed animal. They're raised and produced on farms across the United States. It's actually historically an age-old farming industry. They're livestock. They involve and enter the human food chain. A variety of the products are consumable products. And because of that, it's a desire of the industry to have a disease-free industry. And so eradication, the diseases that we just spoke of, is the main goal, and identification is one of the requirements to eradicate a disease. To eradicate a disease, we have determined, and we determined early on in the course of the disease with tuberculosis, USDA did it with cattle 80 years ago or so, but that if we have the animals identified and we keep track of each animal on each farm, and we do a postmortem and test for the disease, whichever the disease is, so that we can detect it on that farm, then by tracing out all of the movements of the animals that have come in or gone out of that farm, we're way ahead and quite manageably can treat them. Diseases can be treated in cervids exactly the same way as they are in all other animal species, and quite successfully.
So what are some of the specific recommendations that your species working group is making to USDA?
Well, in working really in concert with USDA, the recommendations for animal ID have been that the herds would identify the animals varying with different states at a certain time, but basically by the time the animals are 1 year of age, every animal would be identified with a unique identification system, either a microchip in the case of reindeer that's used for exhibition, maybe a visible ear tag for some of the other species, but most of them would have a unique ID such as the 15-digit animal identification number. And then the premise where these animals are raised is also identified with a unique premise number, and then this is tracked each time the animal moves. The other thing that happens a little bit uniquely in the cervid industry is that all of the animals are required to be tested when the animal dies, irregardless of the cause of death, whether it's humane routine slaughter or the animal becomes ill and dies, those animals, because of the chronic wasting disease program, the obex of the brain or the medial retropharyngeal lymph node are examined, not on a few of them, but 100% of them, every animal in excess of 12 months of age. So it's a very comprehensive, all-encompassing surveillance program. And if you have surveillance, and then if you have to detect the disease, and then if you have a unique identification to identify the animal, and then you can track it by a mandatory tracking program, which will be in place as of the 19th of October, then you have the tools available to eradicate disease.
All right, very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.